وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، ما شاء الله بعد فضل خلّ سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل. You have seen the diagram which shows the purpose of life, that where you have come from, where you are, and where you are going, or where you will go. You cannot know really where you are going. The two abodes of punishment and reward, blessings and azab, they are dependent upon your deeds and upon the fadl and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, today I would like to mention two very important aspects, and also would like to relate one hadith, which is, you can say, from the entire ahadith, this is one of the top 40 ahadith regarding salah in the entire hundreds and thousands of ahadith.
To ek to do baatein aapse karni hai uske mutalliq, aur saath hi ek hadith jo Huzur ul Islam ne bayan farmayi, jo hazaron lakhon hadithon mein se namaz ke mutalliqa jo 40 hadith, un mein se ye ek hadith hai. Both important. In whole of your life regarding salah, you cannot hear a more important hadith than this. Puri zindagi mein aapne namaz ke mutalliq isse ahem, uski qabooliyat ke mutalliq hadith bahut kam pai jati is tarah ki. First of all, I would like to say that many people you hear that they say that we have heard, or they say themselves, that salah, prayer, stops one from bad, sinful deeds and abominable, meaning fuhush, fuhush meaning lustful, immodest, behayai kisam ke fuhush kaam, namaz behayai se, burai se rokti. Ab sawal ye hai, the question is that why is it that people, many people are praying, but the prayer is not stopping them? وہ نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں لیکن برائی سے ان کی نماز نہیں روک رہی ہوں, تو ایسا کیوں ہے؟ سیکنڈ ایسپیکٹ از دیٹ وین اے پرسن بیکمز ریلیجیس سو ہی لرنز اسلام ایمان اینڈ دین ہی اسٹارٹس پریئنگ اینڈ دین یو آسک ہم دیٹ یو نیڈ ٹو ڈو تزکیہ. تزکیہ از ویری امپورٹنٹ فار یو, پیوریفیکیشن. He says, Shaitan puts in their mind, I am offering salah, I am doing salah, I don't need anything else, I am fine. دوسرا یہ جو شبہ پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ بندہ یہ کہتا ہے کہ میں اب نماز پڑھتا ہوں, مجھے کوئی یار یہ تزکیہ کی, یہ پیوریفیکیشن کی, یہ گناہ سے بچنے کی یہ جو بات کرتے ہیں, اس کی کیا ضرورت ہے مجھے؟ میں نماز پڑھ رہا ہوں, الحمدللہ salah is sufficient for me. This is one group of people who say that salah is sufficient now, I don't need anything else. No tazkiyah, no dhikr, etc. The other group, they are upset. They are in confusion that the Quran says the namaz stops you from evil and behayai and immodest and abominable acts and fuhash acts. Whilst I am praying myself, I see other people praying salah and they are still doing that. تو یہ بھی شبہ بندے میں آتا ہے کہ نماز میں پڑھ رہا ہوں, دوسرے لوگ کہیں پڑھ, لیکن کام ہم الٹے کر رہے ہیں, بے حیائی ہم ختم نہیں ہو رہی, تو یہ کیا ہو رہا ہے؟ They are in confusion. Second is جو کچھ کہتے ہیں کہ بھائی نماز پڑھ لی ہم نے, اب ہمارا معاملہ ٹھیک ہو جائے گا الحمدللہ, ہم اور کسی چیز کی تزکیہ کی ضرورت نہیں. So in response to these two important questions and confusions, I would answer them in the form of hadith. میں آپ کو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہی زبان مبارک میں آپ کی حدیث سے ہی آپ کو اس کا جواب بھی مل جائے گا اور اس کی وجہ سے آپ حدیث بھی سن لیں گے. The most important hadith regarding the قبولیہ of salah in the entire treasure of a hadith, hundreds and thousand hadith. دیکھیں لاکھوں حدیثیں ہیں لیکن ان میں سے نماز کی قبولیت کے متعلق یہ سب سے اہم حدیث ہے جو ہے فقہ ظاہری کو چھوڑ کے. اینڈ دس از اے حدیث وچ مینشنز ان دی طریقہ محمدیہ وی ہیو 10 اسپرچل لیولز. ان دس حدیث دے ابو 10 بیانڈ 10 لیولز دے آر لیولز آر مینشن. جو ہمارے ہاں 10 لیول ہیں بک میں, اس سے بھی اوپر کے لیول یہ بیان کرتی ہے حدیث. سو ان شاء اللہ ویل بگن دی حدیث اینڈ آلسو دین ان شاء اللہ آئی ول کامنٹ اپن اٹ. ہو نریٹس اٹ؟ صحیح ابن حبان, امام ابن حبان رحمہ اللہ, گریٹ اسکالر آف حدیث, ہی ان ہز بک. امام بزار, another book of hadith and scholar of hadith. Imam Dailami rahimahullah, these are the people like Imam Bukhari, Muslim, they're muhaddiseen, they narrate this book, this hadith. What is the hadith? Hadith is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is hadith qudsi, divine hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrating it, but it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is speaking. He answers all this confusion. After today you will never be confused why salah is not stopping you from bad things. After here you will never say I don't need tazkiyah because I am praying, that is sufficient for me. Once we actually hear and understand this hadith, all these confusions will be removed once and forever. Okay, now we begin the hadith of Qudsi. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, Allah پاک فرماتا ہے. کیا فرماتا ہے Allah پاک؟ ليس كل مصلي يصلي, ہر نماز پڑھنے والا نمازی نہیں. So first thing Allah سبحانه وتعالى is saying, every person who is praying salah
is not the prayers of prayer of Salat, is not the praying, is not the performer of Salat, is not the worshipper. So every Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins from here, Laysa. Now, Kullu. Not all of the people who pray are really musallis in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In my sight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everyone is not a musalli. Everyone is not a namazi. تو اللہ پاک فرما رہے ہیں ہر نمازی میری نظر میں نمازی نہیں ہے, وہ نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں لیکن وہ نمازی نہیں ہے. He is not actually any worshipper in my eyes. He himself is praying with jama'ah, whatever he is doing. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَاةَ, I only accept the salah, میں صرف اس بندے کی نماز قبول کرتا ہوں جس میں 10 چیزیں پائی جائیں. I only accept the salah of a person who have these 10 qualities in him. If he doesn't, he's got his wudu right, his ghusl right, his clothes are pure. But if he does not have these 10 things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't accept his prayer as a unkamal, as actually which blossoms, which actually gives you the full blessing, which will stop you from evil and things. So what is it? So first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ salah, I only accept salah, namaz, prayer from that person, first thing, مِمَّنْ تَوَاضَعُ بِهَا, the one who is humble, who have humility. فرمایا میں صرف اس بندے کی نماز قبول کرتا ہوں جو جس میں عاجزی انکساری پائی جائے مخلوق کے ساتھ, اس میں عاجزی انکساری پائی جائے دوسری زندگی میں. His lifestyle, his way of living, his dealing with his family, his dealing with people, his dealing with overall creation of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی as a on the face of earth. Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, first thing is he should have humbleness. Humbleness meaning that he should think, I am the lowest one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever he meets, he should think that that person is better. If he is elder person, think he has done more good deeds. If he is younger, think he has less sins. If he is sinning, think that he might repent. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, if you see someone sinning in the night, don't look at him as a sinner in the morning, because maybe he has repented from his sin. فرمایا کہ اگر کسی کو رات کو گناہ کرتے دیکھو تو صبح اس کو گناہگار کی نظر سے نہ دیکھو, اس نے شاید توبہ کر لی, اس کا گناہ نیکیوں میں تبدیل ہو گیا, اب تم گناہگار ہو رہے ہو بجائے اس کے. You are becoming sinful by thinking him sinful, of him sinful, because you actually are having a bad opinion. So, first condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the spiritual condition, that that person is should be humble person. He should have humility, rifq, softness, gentleness, and thinking that he is not the superior one, he is the lower one. Even though someone is sinning, he should think, even he see a kafir, you never know, he might embrace Islam and you might actually leave Islam. You never know, a person can, there's always fitna happening. So I can't go in detail, otherwise this tawadu and humbleness is itself a big topic, which we have 22 discourses, but you can listen to them. But as a spiritual condition of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innama ataqabbalu salata mimman tawada'u biha, whoever is humble, who thinks him of himself lower and little, and he always, and humbleness is admitting your faults and weaknesses, admitting your weaknesses which a person has. and not to athlete.
So this one, first one. پہلی اللہ پر فرمایا میں اس کی نماز جس میں یہ نہیں اس کی نماز قبول نہیں. تو جب نماز ہی قبول نہیں میں prayer is not accepted, how will he, meaning his prayer will stop him from evil. And similarly, if tazkiyah, this is saying tazkiyah is not there, his salah is not accepted. Tawadu mean humbleness will come with purification. It can't come. So those people say, we don't need purification, we don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I'm not accepting your prayer, you can pray as much as you want. Because there is the takabbur. Shaitan, millions or thousands years of worship was not accepted because he did not have humbleness. He wasn't humble in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Don't you see his example? His prayers were not accepted. They were all rejected. کتنی نماز پڑھی اس نے, کتنی نمازیں پڑھی لیکن وہ ساری قبول نہیں ہوئی کہ اس میں تواضع نہیں. He didn't have humbleness in him. And humbleness come with purification, course of tazkiyah, which the brother Shafiq was explaining to you, how to purify yourself from this evil of actually arrogance. تو عجزی تو آئے گی, اس لیے دیکھیں اللہ پاک تو ترتیب یہ فرما رہا ہے کہ پہلے تواضع ہوگی, تزکیہ ہوگا, تو پھر نماز تمہاری قبول ہے. اور ہم کہہ رہے ہیں ہم نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں چاہے اندر جو ہے وہ بیماریاں ہیں. سیکنڈ تھنگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سے ممن تواضع بہا لعظمتی, that for, because of my greatness he should look at him as a lower and he should feel shortcoming in his worshipping and everything, that as though he is worshipping, but he shouldn't think that he is doing any favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when praying, but rather he is doing favor to himself. Second thing is, وَلَمْ يَسْتَطِلْ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِ, that he does not show off to people. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I only accept the prayer, میں اسی کی نماز قبول کرتا ہوں جو مخلوق کے سامنے دکھاوا اور تکبر اور دنیاوی نعمتیں ان کے سامنے نہ ایسے دکھا کے اور ان پر جو ہے اپنا روب ڈالے, میرے پاس مکان اچھا ہے, میرے پاس گاڑی اچھی ہے, میں وزیر ہوں, میرے پاس کپڑے اچھے ہیں, میرا موبائل فون اچھا ہے, میرے پاس بزنس ہے, بینک بیلنس ہے. ہی ڈزنٹ شو آف پیپل ہز بلیسنگ اینڈ اپن based as upon that he then looks down upon other people, upsets other people and thinks people should respect him because of those things. اب اب یہی دیکھتے میں اگلے دن بھی بیان کر رہا تھا, because our the mashayikh, what they say and the teaching which we give you is summary of coming from all these hadith. Sometimes they don't mention hadith, but it is the summary, it is the conclusion, it is the juice, it is the kernel of actually the teachings of Islam. So I was saying to you that Rasulullah didn't like to show that, don't show your car in front of people who don't have a car, who have a lower quality car. Don't say, I have this car, for example, and the other person doesn't have a car, or he doesn't have that quality of car, because you are going to upset them, you are just actually showing off. Don't show anyone your mobile phone in a boastful way. I mentioned so many examples. If you are married and you have a good wife, good and well. But those people who are not married, don't boast, don't show off as such. If you have good relationship with your family, don't mention those good relations in front of other people who are separating, who have disputes, who are going through divorce. Don't mention your good job in front of those people who are going through actually a period of unemployment, or who are going through actually that they have been sacked from their job or whatever. I mean, you can understand, it's not difficult to understand that everything in which way you show off to people to make they become upset, if you have this type of behavior, your salah, your namaz is not accepted. In the sight of Allah, to my creation, you are actually doing this with which body and with which heart and face you are standing in front of me now.
Because I don't need your prayer. They needed your compassion. They needed your comfort. They needed your support. You've not given to them. You upset them and you're coming to me. This was for training. But you are. تو فرمایا کہ جو ولم يستطل على خلق دے سیکنڈ کنڈیشن دوسری شرط جو مخلوق پہ دکھاوا نہ کرے اپنے کپڑوں کا مکان کا چیزوں کا کوئی بھی چیز ایسی دکھاوے کے لیے نہیں دوسروں کو پریشان کرنے کے لیے نہیں بلکہ جو ہے عجزی انکساری کے ساتھ رہے اور چھپائے جس طرح بزرگان دین نے فرمایا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیٹ اف یو کوک ویری گڈ فوڈ and don't even disturb your neighbor with the fragrance, with the aroma of your food. And if your aroma, if the fragrance reaches the next door, then it's the right upon you, duty upon you to send a portion of food to them as well. میں حضور علیہ السلام نے جس کے کھانے کی خوشبو پڑوسی تک پہنچی اب یا تو وہ پہنچنے نہ دے خود خاموشی سے کھائے اگر کھانے کی خوشبو اس نے پہنچائی ادھر تو اب وہ ان کو کھانا بھی کبھی کچھ حصہ دے اب یہ اس پر جو ہے اخلاقی ایک ذمہ داری ہوگی تو آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں تو اس کی مثال آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں میں اب دیتا رہتا ہوں لوگوں کو کہ بھئی نہیں ایسی چیزیں نہ دکھائیں ہمارے لوگ کپڑے لیتے ہی اس لیے دکھاوے کے لیے ہیں دے ایکچولی چوز کہ بھئی ہاں یہ ہم ہمارا بہت اچھا ہم دوسروں کو دکھائیں گے دے ول تھنک او یس وی نیور ہیڈ اینی تھنگ لائک دس Oh, they will have sleepless nights of that. And really, really, people who are not purified, they become upset. Ab jo logon ka tazkiya nahi hua, jinke those people who have love of dunya, if you show dunya, lot of dunya to them, they will have upset nights. They will have, their moods will actually go up and their moods will actually go towards actually, you may say, grief because they are not purified people and most people sometimes are in this condition. So one should not do. One should change behavior. His behavior should be that he gives comfort. He, in whichever way he is behaving, he is doing business, whatever, he comforts them. Anyway, to ye dusri ab de ye agar humme nahi paayi jati, if these things, two things are not present, to uski namaz Allah pa farmaya main qubool hi nahi kar raha, padhta rahe wo. And these two things come because of tazkiyah, because of the sohbah of mashayikh, because of purification, because of the good akhlaq. Otherwise, you would not even know that these things exist. Tisri condition, the third condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَمْ يَبِتْ مُسِرًّا عَلَى مَعْسِيَتِ And his day does not pass that he is persistent on sins. If his day is passing or night is passing, he is consistently and he is persistingly, meaning continuously, israr, isko kehte hain. He is sin after sin after sin, uski to namaz waise hi qabool nahi. To aap dekhe jao, hum kehte hain logon ko, ke tazkiya karo, do purification, do tazkiya, these sheet of the eyes and hands and feet and the sins of that. Only then even your prayer is accepted. And you think, I don't need them because I am praying. Main to namaz padh raha hu ki mujhe kya tazkiya ki zarurat hai. Ab dekho Allah Pak jisne qabool karni hai, wo kya farma raha hai. Humaya, the third condition is that walam yabit musirran ala masiyati. That you do not, that person doesn't disobey. He is not persistent upon committing sins. جو مسلسل کے ساتھ جو ہے چلو گناہ ہو سکتا ہے بندے سے توبہ کر لے اب یہ نہیں کہ بغیر وہ جھجھک کے کرتا جائے sins. Fourth one فرمایا دی وقف شہواتہ عن محارمہ and he so it says though what we've said before It is the purification of the body. وَلَمْ يَبِتْ مُسِرًّا عَلَى مَعْسِيَتِ Meaning, his body does not sins continuously. His hands, feet, eyes, stomach, actually they are not consistently and persistently and continuously regularly sinning, but it is that person repents after sin. Then sin might happen again, but he repents. Who is considered who is persistent on sin is the one who does not repent. If you repent 70 times in a day, you are not considered, you are persistent upon sin. But if you do a sin 3 times, but you don't repent after each time, you are considered you are going continuously sin. So from the purification of the body, his sins he shouldn't do. Then his salah is actually accepted. Then he gets the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَقَفَّ شَهَوَاتِهِ أَنْ مَحَارِمِ And he stops, he ceases his lustful thoughts and the covetousness of heart, the lustful desires, the shahwat. Shahwat is for food, shahwat is for women, shahwat is for wealth. So sexual lust, food lust, and all these kinds of actually things, shahwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he stops them from what my limits which I have put. So he is fulfilling his need of lawful food by lawful eating, halal eating. He is adopting the way of marrying, he is adopting the way of business, doing lawful business and all these things actually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, An maharimi, the one which I have actually forbidden. When he fulfills his wish, but when he knows this is haram, he stops. If he doesn't have this type of behavior, his salah is not accepted. I don't accept from that person. So ye hai like purification of the mind and heart. It comes in there. Ye dil aur dimag shahwat idhar hoti hai, dil mein dimag mein hoti. And then fifthly, he says that I only accept prayer from that person who وَقَطَعَ نَهَارَهُ فِي ذِكْرِ The one who spends his day in my presence and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وہ ذکر میں اب اس سے ذکر کیا ہمیں یہ پتا چلتا ہے ہم نے اس مذاق سمجھا ہوا ہے کر لو نہیں کرو پھر بھی کوئی نہیں تو یہاں ذکر کا پتہ اللہ پاک فرما رہا ہے کہ قَطَعَ نَهَارَهُ فِي ذِكْرِ That his day passes whilst remembering me. Remembrance. He is in the presence of Allah. Allah is with me. He is watching me. He's, no matter you are doing business, no matter you are in the house, no matter you are in the street, but your mind is with Allah. Your heart is wandering in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your body might be wherever it is. And this comes with purification. This comes with the purification of the mind. And hadur ma'allah, which is the objective of the one of the tazkiyah. It's not going to come out of nowhere. So isse pata chal raha hai ki tazkiyah kitna zaruri hai. How important it is so that you are able to spend and a day in the zikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sixthly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa rahimal miskeen, and the one who has compassion and helps upon my creation, especially miskeen. Miskeen is the person, one is faqir, one is miskeen. Faqir is the person who asks, please give me 10 pounds, I am in need, give me 1 pound, give me 50 pounds, give me 100 pounds. That's faqir. Miskeen is the person who is needy but doesn't ask. Miskeen wo hai, faqir wo hai jo mangta hai, sawal karta hai, kehta mujhe de do, mujhe zarurat hai. 10 پونڈ 20 پونڈ 50 پونڈ 100 پونڈ مسکین وہ ہے جو ضرورت مند تو ہے لیکن مانگتا نہیں آپ خود اندازہ لگاؤ کس رشتہ دار کو ضرورت ہے کس جو ہے پڑوسی کو ضرورت ہے اپنا بھئی یہ مانگ نہیں رہا لیکن یہ اپنی ضروریات کیسے پوری کر رہا ہے آپ کو بھی اللہ نے دماغ دیا ہے نا کوئی کیا خود اندازہ لگاؤ وہ کہاں سے کھا رہا ہے اگر نہیں اس کو ملے گا تو وہ یا تو پھر وہ فاقے کرے گا یا وہ تنگ ہوگا یا وہ پھر وہ حرام کام کرے گا تو آپ بھی اس کی ذمہ داری میں آ سکتے ہیں اگر بندہ جانتے بوجھتے سے آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا یہ جائز نہیں کوئی مومن نماز کو ایک طرف رہ کے فرمایا ایمان بھی قبول وہ ایمان کا کمال بھی قبول نہیں کین بی اے بلیور اف ہز نیبر سلیپس ود ایمپٹی اسٹمک ہنگری اینڈ ہی سلیپس ود اے فل اسٹمک میں وہ ایمان والا نہیں جس کا پڑوسی بھوکا اور وہ خود پیٹ بھر کے سب کھایا بھی سوئے صلاۃ تو نماز تو پھر اگلی چیز ہے کہ تو حضور علیہ السلام ایمان کی بات کر رہے ہیں تو یہاں اس کے بارے میں فرمایا کہ ورحم المسکین, دیٹ پرسن ہیو کمپیشن, کمپیشن شفقت, رحمت, ویلفیئر, ہز ہارٹ از گریوڈ بائی لوکنگ, اینڈ ہی ہیلپس ایون پیپل ہو ڈونٹ آسک, جو نہیں بھی مانگتے ان کی بھی یہ مدد کرتا ہے. خود اندازہ لگا ہے, ہم بدگمانی کے تو شیر ہیں, اس میں تو ایکسپرٹ ہے, پی ایچ ڈی کی ہوئی ہے, بدگمانی کیسے کرنی ہے. لوگ اچھے بھی ہیں, انہوں نے یہ ایسا ہے, یہ ایسا ہے, سو وی آر ایکسپرٹ ٹو بیکم سینیکل اینڈ ہیو بیڈ اوپینین آف پیپل, اینڈ دس از رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سینگ, اللہ سینگ یو ہیو اے گڈ اوپینین, یو یوز یور مائنڈ ٹو فیگر آؤٹ ہو از ان نیڈ, ہو مائٹ بی ان نیڈ, اینڈ ہیلپ مسکین, میننگ ہو ڈونٹ آسک. I say I accept prayer of that person, and a person who is doing zulm upon people, who is actually confiscating the property of mothers and sisters and neighbors and other creation and the land possession and the benefit fraud, وہ سارے یتیموں مسکینوں کا حق تو وہ خود کھا رہے ہیں. یہ benefit جو آتے ہیں, آتے ہیں, حلال ہے تو وہ تو حلال ہے. If it's your right, it is your right. It is fine. This I'm not saying about the people. I myself, actually, میں اگر لے رہا ہوں, مجھے benefit مل رہا ہے تو میرے لیے جائز ہے. I'm talking about when you are lying, when you are actually defrauding, using identity fraud, whatever, then instead of having compassion upon the people or the miskins and the disabled and the others, you are eating their wealth. تو آپ نماز کیسے قبول ہوگی, اس بندے کی نماز کیسے بے حیائی سے بچائے گی, اور کیسے اللہ پاک کا قرب دے گی؟ اٹس ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو, ایسا نہیں ہوا. تو فرمایا وہ رحم المسکین, سکس تھنگ از دیٹ دوز پیپل ہو ڈونٹ آسک بٹ دے آر نیڈی, ہی ہیلپس دیم, ہی ہیو مرسی اپن دیم, ہی ڈزنٹ لک ڈاؤن اپن دیم, ہی ہیز آنر فار دیم, ہی آنرز دیم, بیکاز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ اللہم احینی مسکینا, اللہ give me, let me live in the state of maskina, that I am needy towards you, and even gather me in the day of judgment with masakin, because these were the people who will be called first in Jannah. People will be asking, very other people will be standing, the very very pious righteous, but Rasulullah said it's those people, you know, properly said, Sahaba, my companion, do you know which were the people, which will be the people who will be called to Jannah firstly, before everyone amongst normal people? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't know. Properly said, it will be those people who pass in the streets, who go into the market and they see the clothing, the jewelry, the furniture, the cars, but they can't buy, they don't have so much money, and they don't buy them unlawfully and interest and things and defrauding people. So what does it happen? Their desires are born in their heart and they die in their heart. They also want their wife to maybe have a good clothing, or their children to have good house, or they're actually themselves to have good clothes or good car or whatever. But they see other people, Rasulullah said, they see other people and they are sometimes going in market places, they see things with their eyes, but they can't buy. Only Allah is aware their wishes are coming out, and because they don't want to fulfill it unlawfully, their wishes die, they become the graveyard as well of their wishes. Farmaya, these are the people who will be called firstly before everyone towards Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what's being said here. وَرَحِمَ الْمَسْكِينَ. Seventh, فرمایا کہ that person, وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ, he is the one who has compassion, mercy upon travelers, upon a person who was traveling old times, people were traveling long distances, not, for example, nowadays it's easy, but still, anyone is a traveler, he's in difficulty, anyone who you see as a traveler, you've not seen, having mercy, ask him his name, where he come from, what he needs, etc., etc. A traveler needs, deserves, if he's right, even you can give zakat to him. If he loses his money or anything, even he might be a millionaire, but when he is in suffer, he even deserves it. اور یہ قرآن میں بھی اللہ پر معتل مالا نحبه ذوی القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل, سیم ورڈز آر بینگ یوز. قرآن از فرام اللہ, حدیث قدسی از فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. تو ہاؤ کڈ اٹ بی ڈفرنٹ فرام دس پرسن ہیو مرسی اپن, اف ہی ڈزنٹ ہیو مرسی اپن آئی ڈونٹ ایکسپٹ ہز پریئر. ہی از کمنگ ٹوورڈ دا ماس, ہی از سین اے نیڈی پرسن, اٹس بیٹر یو ہیلپ دیٹ پرسن. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stop his prayer and khutbah sometime actually, and when he was in the mosque actually, to help people as such. From ayah ke other eighth thing, wal armala, he is the one who is support, one who does not support armala. Armala are widows, those women, lone parents and widows, jo auratein akeli reh rahi hain, اور جو بیوہ ہیں ان پر ان کی مدد کرتا ہے. ہی ہیلپس دیم, ہی ہیو گڈ انٹینشنز فار دیم, اینڈ ہی سپورٹس دیم. اس کو شفقت علی الخلق کہتے ہیں. ہی ڈز ناٹ ایکسپلوئٹ دیئر لونلینس, ہی ڈز ناٹ بریڈ بیڈ تھاٹس اباؤٹ دیم کہ یہ لون پیرنٹس ہیں, شی از اے ویڈو اینڈ شی فار ایگزامپل از ویک فرام فائنینشلی اور اینی تھنگ, and he tries to exploit her modesty. ایسے ظالم بندے کی نماز قبول نہیں بلکہ اس کی ہے کہ جو ان کی مدد کرتا ہے. لائک سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, when he passed away, so many houses they were known that they said who was supporting us, and they, you know, people didn't know. So when he died, only people knew he was supporting so many houses in Medina to Manafra. That's why their status was high. When he passed away, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to go into a cave sometimes. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to see him, but they never asked him. He said it's his matter, he goes to worship in a cave. But when he passed away, Hazrat Umar said, I will check what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was doing there. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala went into the cave, he saw a person, a disabled person who can't actually move, who doesn't have legs, who doesn't have hands to eat, who can't see, but he can hear and speak only, and he's lying there like a dead body. And now Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu figured out that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq used to come and feed and clean toiletry of this person every day. آپ روزانہ یہ اس غار میں جاتے تھے کہ یہ اس کو کھانا کھلاتے, اس کا پیشاب صاف کرتے. آج ہمارے والدین کا پیشاب صاف کرنا اور ان کا خیال رکھنا مشکل ہو رہا ہے. وی آر فائنڈنگ اٹ ڈیفیکلٹ بیکاز آف دی ریلیشن شپ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از لاسٹ, پرپز آف لائف از لاسٹ, دیٹ از وائی وی فائنڈ ڈیفیکلٹ. تو وہ ان کے ناپی چینج کر رہے ہیں, گویا اس کی ناپی چینج کرتے, اس کو ٹھیک کرتے, نہلاتے, کھانا کھلاتے. سو سید عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے ایکچولی سیٹ دیٹ دس واز ون ہی واز ڈوئنگ, سو آئی ول ڈو اٹ. ہی ڈی ناٹ ہیل دیٹ پرسن, وہ تو بلائنڈ ہے, ہی ڈزنٹ نو, ہی کین ہیئر. سو ہی بروٹ فوڈ اینڈ ہی پٹ ان دا ماؤتھ آف دیٹ ڈسیبل پرسن لائنگ لائک اے ڈیڈ باڈی, اینڈ ہی ایکچولی سیٹ دیٹ سم ون ہو از feeding me, who is feeding me, کہ کون ہے مجھے کھلا رہا. یہ وہ ہاتھ نہیں لگتے, these are not the same hands. He even took out the food which حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فوڈ, آپ نے کہا اس نے کھانا بھی باہر نکال دیا. He said it's too hot. He said the first person used to come, he used to put in his mouth first to see how it is eating, is it hot, is it not hot, well, then he used to put in mouth. This seems that you are not that person. آپ وہ بندے نہیں ہیں. Then سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ said, yes, truly no one can reach the status of Abu Bakr as he was. So he was not actually Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and others. They were Sahaba, but the status they were not only because of Salah and Zakah and Hajj. They are the pillars. It was because of these things mainly. With their heart and the shafqa ala al-khalq. So, wal-armala, that they have mercy, compassion, they protect the rights of the widows. وَرَحِمَ الْمُصَابِ, that these people have mercy upon the one who is afflicted by any musibah, any musibahs, afflicted by any problem, any difficulty, any debt or any other social, medical, any other problem. If they would, they have mercy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only accept the prayer of this person who doesn't laugh on the people who are afflicted. He doesn't say, oh yeah, they deserve to be actually to have that. Wo ye nahi kehta ki ye isi kaabil hai jo ho rahe hain. Wo Allah uska mamla hai, aapka nahi hai. It's not your matter. You help the person as much as you can in both ways. Rahim al musab, he has mercy, he and compassion, he helps, he prays for the needy, he does them, he gives them nasiha. وَآوَ الْغَرِيبِ, 10th one which I said, وَآوَ آوَ الْغَرِيبِ, he befriends the stranger coming into the mosque. It is your duty to befriend him, ask him his name, how he is, where he comes from. You see in the street, in your town, a stranger, it's your duty to go closer to him. یہ آپ پر ضروری ہے کہ آپ اس کے قریب جائیں, پوچھے کیا حال ہے کیا نہیں. بس یہ نہیں کہ منہ اٹھایا چل رہے ہیں, وہ کبھی پتہ ہی نہیں پڑوس میں کون رہ رہا ہے, دوسرے محلے میں کون رہ رہا ہے. بس اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ says, I accept the prayer of the person who وَآوَ الْغَرِيبِ, the one who actually befriends strangers, who asks them, who comforts them, جو اجنبیوں کو, مسافروں کو وہ بندہ جو ہے اپناتا ہے, ان کو قریب لاتا ہے. وَأَطْعَمِ الْجَائِعِ, he feeds the hungry, he arranges and he tries individually, collectively to feed the hungry. I accept the prayer. اور جن کے اپنے رشتہ دار, اپنے ماں باپ بھوکے, اپنے رشتہ داروں میں بندے بھوکے بیٹھے ہیں, اسی امید ان کی نماز پھر کیا نماز ہے. What is their prayer? Allah says, I accept prayer of that person. وَأَطْعَمِ الْجَائِعِ وَكَسَّ الْعُرْيَانِ, and he clothes the one people who are poor, who doesn't have enough actually money to clothe themselves, their families. وَكَسَّ الْعُرْيَانِ, and he actually can clothe. وہ ضرورت مندوں کو کپڑے پہناتا ہے, بھوکوں کو کھانا کھلاتا ہے, اور اجنبیوں کا خیال کرتا ہے. فرمایا میں اس بندے کی نماز قبول کرتا ہوں. پھر فرمایا لیکن وہ سب یہ سب کچھ کرے لیکن not for actually getting appreciation from people or thank from people or actually any praise from people. فرمایا کلو ذالک لی, he does all this only for me only, meaning اخلاص رضای الہی. The ultimate aim of tazkiyah is pleasure of Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is mentioning, he does all this but he doesn't expect anything in return. I am helping all these people. He doesn't even expect a thankfulness for them. Yes, if they be thankful, if they should appreciate, that's upon them. But as far as this person, he is not concerned, because he has done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should do it for me. If he is not doing it for me, then they are not accepted, nor his prayer is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will reward this person in 10 ways. میں اس بندے کو جو یہ کرتا ہے 10 چیزوں سے, ایک تو اس کی نماز قبول کرتا ہوں, I accept his prayer, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِزَّتِ وَجَلَالِ إِنَّ نُورَ وَجْهِ لَأَدْوَعُ عِنْدِ مِن نُورِ الشَّمْسِ, فرمایا کہ I put such light on his face in the spiritual world, یہاں تو کسی کو نظر آئے یا نہ آئے, in spiritual world, روحانی دنیا میں, فرشتے ملائکہ اللہ کے ہاں, فرمایا کہ اس کے منہ اتنا روشن ہوتا ہے in the spiritual world and in آخرہ کہ سورج کی روشنی سے زیادہ روشن ہوتا ہے. He might have a black color, yellow color, white color, that doesn't matter. نور اس کو نہیں کہتے, نور تو روحانی دنیا میں نظر آتا ہے. Here جو ہے تو وائٹ کلر نور کا نام نہیں ہے, اور یا یہ چیزیں اس طرح نہیں. نور on the face of, پچ بلیک پرسن, What is the sign that a person face is light? And then Nurani, you are Ruhani. That sign is that if you look at the person, you would like to look at him again and you feel peace. Ye hai ki Ruhani sukoon. Uska jo hai ye. But here Allah SWT is saying that in my sight, his face is more enlightened than the light of the sun. And second thing I say, Allah SWT says, and أَجْعَلَ الْجَهَالَةَ لَهُ حِلْمًا, I give him knowledge and forbearance and tolerance from myself without any effort. فرمایا میں اس کو خود علم دیتا ہوں, حلم دیتا ہوں, برداشت دیتا ہوں اس کو انعام کے طور پر. I give him. وَالظُّلْمَةُ نُورًا, and in wherever he is confused, wherever he seems he is in darkness, he need help. Here in the grave, on the day of judgment, on the bridge of Sirat, I will create light for him. I will show him the ways. I will enlighten the paths for him. میں اس کے لیے رستے منور کر دوں گا کہ کہاں جانا ہے, کیا کرنا ہے, کدھر جانا ہے. فرمایا یدعونی فلبیہو, if he calls me, I will answer him. He become a person whose prayers are accepted. فلبیہو, یعنی اللہ وہ بلاتا ہے, اللہ پاک فرمایا لبیک یا ابھی میرے بندے میں حاضر ہوں. یہ انعام اللہ پاک دیتا ہے, یہ اولیاء یعنی ولیوں کا انعام ہے کہ جو those 10 qualities which I mentioned which are in the person. وَيَسْأَلُنِي فَأَعْطِيَهُ, if he asks me of anything, I give him. جو مجھ سے مانگتا ہے میں اس کو دے دیتا ہوں. If he calls me, I answer his call. If he asks anything from me at something, I give him. تو اگر آپ چاہتے ہیں مستجاب و دعوات, آپ کی دعائیں سنی جائے, آپ کو وہ چیزیں ملیں, تو دوسروں کو دیں. یہ جن کا بیان ہوا ہے, یتامہ, مساکین اور یہ چیزیں, تواضع مخلوق کے سامنے, in the front of the creation, and then see it. We try to have these things in the opposite way. ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ ظلم کر کے اور دوسروں کو برا بلا, قتل و غارت and غصہ کر کے, اور سمجھتے ہم اب ہمیں لوگ ہماری عزت کریں, and people should actually appreciate us and we should have blessing. No, even you have the government of whole of the earth, you will still be in agony and pain if you have not. Then Allah SWT, وَيُقْسِمْ عَلَيَّ فَأَبَرَّهُ, if he swears by my name, if he takes an oath by my name, I actually fulfill it. For example, he says, I swear by Allah, this will happen. Allah SWT, I do that thing. This is the habit of, or meaning the attribute of awliya Allah. فرمایا کہ وہ قسم اٹھا لے میری مجھ پر, لے نہ بکے. حالانکہ اس کو نہیں پتا, وہ کہتے اللہ کی قسم تو ایسا ہی ہوگا یا اس بندے کے ساتھ یہ ہو جائے گا, تو اللہ بھر میں اس کی پوری کر دیتا. اتنا اللہ کا قرب اس کو ملتا. فرمایا کہ فَأَقْلَأَهُ بِقُرْبِ, I myself give my closeness to him. Other people are wanting my closeness, I give him my closeness. میں اس کو اپنا قرب دیتا ہوں. I actually give him my closeness. اَقْلَهُ بِقُرْبِ وَاسْتَحْفِزْهُ مَلَائِكَتِ, وہ اتنا میرا محبوب ہو جاتا ہے کہ even the angels protect him. They come from the heaven for his special protection. ان کو اتنی محبت ہو جاتی ہے, وہ بھی اس کے ساتھ محبت کرتے ہیں. They actually protect him from all kinds of actually evil. مَثَلُهُ عِنْدِي كَمَثَلِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, his example, Allah SWT says, my sight is like I have created Jannah, and Firdaus is the best of the Jannah. He is in my servants like Firdaus is in amongst Jannah. He is like Firdaus amongst people for me. Allah SWT says, he is my special person. Like people, all people, righteous people are righteous. But he is like Jannatul Firdaus amongst other Jannah in my sight. So this is the person Allah SWT loves. لا يتمس ثمرها, ثمرها, کہ اس کا پھل جو ہے وہ خراب نہیں ہوتا. ولا يتغير حالها, that in the Jannat al-Firdaus its fruits never change their conditions or actually become old, meaning that this person inner self is always, Allah SWT says, I give him sukoon, itminan, peace and tranquility. His inner peace, that it doesn't change. No matter which condition he is going through, outwardly he might be in trouble, but inner peace I give him. So, ye hai wo hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rather it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hadith-e-qudsi, ye hadith-e-qudsi hai. To aap khud andaza laga lein phir apni namazon ka, bhi hamari namazon ka, ki wo kyun nahi wo asar unme jo hona chahiye. Isliye ki Allah pak humara ki ye cheeze hon, namaz hi nahi qabool hogi, balki ye 10 se naam aur bhi milenge. 10 other virtues you will get. And if that's not there, your prayer is also in danger. Salah is in danger. And they come with tazkiyah, purification. So, abhi wo brother khada honga, whoever wants to learn how to, these 9-8 traits come in the person. Then actually, alhamdulillah, not only your prayers will become accepted, but rather your prayer will become best prayer, and plus you will be purified. Prayer is something else, purification is something else. Tazkiya aur cheez hai, namaz aur cheez hai. Namaz ko training deti hai. It is actually supports and it actually enhances your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But firstly, it is, these matters are important as well. That is why Salah came down when Rasulullah went on Miraj and when the Quran started to be revealed. But these things were present in the Prophet ﷺ even before the revelation of Quran. When he came back to Sayyida Khadija Tul Kubra, "Oh Khadija, I have seen an angel," he said this to me, "and I fear for my life." It was a strange experience. So but that's what she said. Sayyida Khadija, though, she said, "Allah will never harm you because you look after the widows, you help the needy, you are the supporter of the weak." So she mentioned that these things were present in Rasulullah from the very beginning, although the salah and all these things came after, years after some time. So this is, that's why the course of self-purification focuses on these things. Only then your prayers really will blossom and they will, you will start seeing fruit of the prayers.
Now you've heard about the importance of tazkiyah and self-purification. Just before I ask if anybody wants to join, I'd like the brothers who are on the course of self-purification to please put your hands up. The reason I asked to do that is because a lot of brothers, when I ask if they want to join the purification, they're a bit hesitant and shy. So if there's anybody here who wants to know, you don't have to sign up or do whatever thing, we'll just show you how it's done. And alhamdulillah, you think about it, and when the want increase in your heart and you want to try it, there is a way. So if somebody wants somebody to sit with them, don't be shy, don't nudge each other, just have put your hand up and inshallah, I will sit with you later. And I will explain for you, with you 10-15 minutes, that's all it takes. Alhamdulillah, and then you can think about it. There is no charge, there is, we don't ask anything from you, we want to rather give you something, a way in which you can help yourselves and help your family, and inshallah, and stay away from the shaitan, in fact, how to face the shaitan, and how to become the master of yourself rather than being a slave to yourself. So if there's anybody here who would like to put their hand up, please put their hand up. MashaAllah.
Mohsin.
Come on, brothers, you're nurturing each other there. If you're shy, alhamdulillah, you can approach me later.
So what you are putting hand up for is only to know it, what it is, how it is done, how can these qualities come in you. You join or not, you do or not, that's actually a matter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least a person should do window shopping, meaning just to see what it is. If you like, good and well. If not, you have not lost anything.
So for those brothers who, I can see you, if you're shy, alhamdulillah, it would be real to see, but there's no listening to you, you know, how it all works. There is just a couple of announcements. There is an international power trip, the other side goes around the world. They don't just teach you here, they teach around the world, and they've got students that are from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Turkey, Morocco, alhamdulillah, all around in the blessed lands. They're going now to Morocco on the on the 21st, on this Thursday. Alhamdulillah, there's a hopefully Jumat going there. If you want to go, still can go. However, we will decide. Highly recommended, you know, to escape, get away from the rat race, how to get, be in the company of the pious. There's also a Jumat going to America on the 14th of November. If you can participate in any way, earn the rewards, you can do it by logistically helping brothers with materials undertaken, everything, monetarily, in any way you can help.
So mashallah, this what you are hearing is the, there's so many levels you can work. One is if you want to travel to America, Indonesia, good and well, Morocco, Europe. If not, then travel to your heart and body that's closest to you. At least actually you can take your jamaat to your own self, meaning internal introspection, which the brother is saying, that actually just start the tazkiyah of yourself, meaning that's your traveling from your eyes, from tongue to eyes, and this is also traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is your personal journey to Allah. So you travel from the tongue, meaning purifying, then to the eyes and ears, hands, feet, etc., etc., then mind, heart. This is also. So if you are worried about going out or something, then let's travel inside ourselves. So, and these jamaats, when they are taken, there's no qualification required there that you say, I need this or thing, or I am not prepared. You are being taken there for preparation. So you can't say, I'm not prepared in the sense that you need a pre-qualification. They are for those people who want to start from zero, who maybe doesn't know salah sometime even, who doesn't know ghusl, fard of ghusl. So they are for actually those people who are not, who've got nothing really, except actually that they think they are going to die one day, and what's going to happen, and they don't want any dangers there, and they want to learn. This is not a madrasa alim class that you need preparation, you need qualification, or you need to be a certain standard. Jamaats, all jamaats which actually go like this, Dawat Islami, Gasht, which happens, are for those people who are completely minus zero or whatever, or whichever level they are, alhamdulillah, they benefit from it.
And those brothers who can't go and can't make these commitments, there is local jamaats as well. And there's a jamaat in this masjid at this very moment, started today, and will go until Wednesday. Participate in them, because then you will have the time and reflect and learn certain du'as and learn some certain masails and hadith and fiqh and, the basics that you need to know. And then you go out in the path of Allah as well, and you get rewarded for that immensely. So there is, in every level of way, if you want to commit yourself in any way towards there is ways. So alhamdulillah for that. And
those people who want to see privately, want some consultation or any matter, I am here also after Isha, until we read Isha now, until actually late night. Personally, you want to see alone, one to one, because people have issues and things. Shaitan visits you one to one, and to tackle him sometime, you also need actually consultation one to one. So inshallah, that's also, you can give name to the brother Shafiq, and turn by turn, inshallah, we'll see. Jazakumullah khairan. Now we will have a majlis of dhikr, which we've been hearing. The hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Imam Bukhari narrates in Fazail al-Dhikr, this hadith is mentioned many, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when someone remembers me in his heart, I remember him in myself. And when someone remembers me in gathering, I remember him in gathering. Of better gathering than that gathering. In the gathering of angels, in the gathering of anbiya, which are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in a gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah collects the angels, malaika, the prophets, the arwah, the prophets, and says that, look, my servants, such and such, are remembering me, and these are my servants. Because of so many, in spite of so many distractions and worries, it's a very, very high virtue. Because I was mentioning to the brothers the other day, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, he always remembers Allah and does dhikr. He said, oh Allah, I want to pray like in a special way, salah. And Asmanda said, okay, you can pray. He prayed 2 rakat salah nafal in 40,000 years. That was the prayer of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, because he has immense life. So he prayed 2 rakat nafal in 40,000 saal mein unhone 2 nafal padhe. And when he finished, Allah subhanahu accepted it and said, oh Jibreel, that there is going to come people amongst insan, Bani Adam, human beings, especially in the last ummah, they will, in other words, I am explaining this, they will offer 2 nafal in few minutes and their reward will excel than your reward. Jibreel alayhi salam was astonished, Ya Allah, I have read 40,000 years and they, in 4 minutes they will get more reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, because for you dhikr is, and ibadah is like eating and drinking. For you, salah is like food for them, is food for you. Then they will have distractions of body, weaknesses in body, illnesses. You don't have any illnesses. They will have weaknesses in their legs, in their knees. Some people become, actually, their pains and aches and things, and you are free from there. They will have demands of the nafs. The nafs will be disturbed. You don't have any nafs in there. There will be shaitan disturbing them. You don't have this shaitan disturbing you because you are a powerful angel. Shaitan dares come near to you. The shaitan will be disturbing, putting bad thoughts in them in dhikr and in salah. There will be demands of husband and wives and spouses and children and work and all these other things. In spite of all this, they have taken time out for my dhikr or to nafal. That's why their reward is going to excel than your reward. So it's very much valuable which we do. Even angels actually are surprised. That's why in the hadith Rasulullah SAW said, look, people want to go near angels. I want to go to angel to ask him for prayers. But properly SAW said, Inna lillahi malaika. There are certain angels who roam around on the earth and they are seeking the majalis of dhikr. They are finding, they are searching where people are doing dhikr, the majlis of dhikr. And whenever it happens, they quickly come there, participate in dhikr. Rasulullah said, when we say subhanallah, they say subhanallah. When we say alhamdulillah, they say. When we do dua, they say ameen. And then they report back to Allah. You heard hadith many times. So ye abhi hum wo dhikr karenge, Allah jalla majduhu ka rushif padenge thodi der ke liye, inshallah. Jazakum Allah ahsan al jaza. أستغفر الله سبحانه وتعالى وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.